Good evening and welcome to the KRFP Evening Report for Wednesday, June 16th, 2010. I'm Lee Robartis. In the news tonight, Sagal, Idaho man arrested for planting bomb under white supremacist attorney's car. Idaho grants Beauville Feldspar mine lease to iMinerals, and Moscow building permit expected for strip mall on Pullman Highway. We'll have those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. The Spokesman Review Online Edition reports today that U.S. District Court documents say Larry Fairfax of Sagal, Idaho, was taken into custody last night under suspicion of planting a pipe bomb on the undercarriage of a SUV owned by white supremacist attorney Edgar Steele. Website says Fairfax is reportedly cooperating with authorities and says although he placed the bomb under the vehicle on May 30th, he said he purposefully wired it to malfunction. Court documents say Edgar Steele, also of Sagal, wanted the bomb planted in a murder-for-hire plot in which he wanted the explosion to kill his wife Cindy in a road trip to Oregon to visit her mother on May 31st. The documents say Steele wanted a similar bomb planted under his car, which would be detonated when he wasn't in it, to make it look like the couple was being targeted. It is unclear if Fairfax is the same person who told authorities of a murder-for-hire plot by Steele last week, which led to his arrest on Friday. The timing of events in the two sets of affidavits do not coincide. Edgar Steele made his initial court appearance in federal court in Coeur d'Alene yesterday, hours after the pipe bomb was discovered by employees at Fast Lane Quick Lube on Bosanco Avenue in Coeur d'Alene, causing the closure of US 95 for a number of blocks in Coeur d'Alene and a visit by the Spokane Bomb Squad. Coeur d'Alene Police Lieutenant Jay Heinz said that the bomb squad had determined the device was a bomb and that they had to detonate it. In court, Steele pled not guilty on the murder-for-hire charges and, acting as his own attorney, asked to be released without bail until his trial. Assistant U.S. Attorney Tracy Whalen told U.S. District Judge Candy Dale that Steele was a danger to society and that there were new developments in the case. Judge Dale ordered Steele held until another hearing next week. Judge Dale issued a no-contact order for Steele, saying he could not contact his wife or mother-in-law. Steele called the no-contact order an assault on his marriage and asked the judge to consult with his wife and son before making such a ruling. He said the two, who were in court watching the proceedings, are in no danger from me. Steele went on, saying, "They know me far better than the U.S. government does. The United States government is doing everything in its power to try to drive a wedge between me and my wife." Steele's wife, Cindy Steele, cried after the hearing and slammed her hand against a hallway wall. She told court officials, "I need to be allowed to talk to my husband. I need to not be stripped of my car." Cindy Steele was seen speaking with Prosecutor Whalen at the hearing and speaking with her husband before the no-contact order was issued. She also met with federal officials in the U.S. Attorney's Office and then was escorted from the building. In another wrinkle in the case, Steele's initial court hearing was scheduled for Monday, but was postponed when a white powder was discovered in an envelope sent to the building, and the building was cleared. The packets were sent to the U.S. Attorney's Office and the Coeur d'Alene FBI office. There's no indication at this time that the white powder is related to the Steele case, and the FBI is investigating packets of white powder delivered Monday morning to the FBI office in Spokane and a federal building in Seattle. Another packet arrived at the FBI office in Salt Lake City. The powder, which arrived in Seattle, was found to be calcium carbonate, which is harmless. FBI Special Agent in Spokane, Frank Harrell, said the other white powders, which arrived in Spokane, Idaho, and Utah, tested negatively for human toxicity. The Idaho Land Board voted unanimously yesterday to grant the Canadian corporation iMinerals a 29-year lease to mine feldspar and quartz on 250 acres near Moose Creek Reservoir near the town of Beauville. The mining lease was offered after the Idaho Department of Lands recommended that it be approved. The lease is contingent on a number of conditions regarding the submission of documents on operation, feasibility, and reclamation. iMineral spokesperson A. Lamar Long said the company will begin construction next year. He mentioned there was a petition signed by 200 people in favor of the mine that was mentioned during the land board meeting. iMinerals President Roger A. Kaufman said the project will create 70 jobs at the site outside of Beauville and at a processing plant in Lewiston. Those jobs include short-haul trucking jobs between the mine and Lewiston. Long said the completion of the feasibility study on our part and submitting operating plans is just a matter of time. That's just us getting the work done. The city of Pullman plans on spending more than $12 million to improve secondary treatment of wastewater, including installing new aeration basins and improving pumping ability and improving the sludge distribution system. City Public Works Director Brian Workman says the city will apply for a $10 million loan from the Washington State Public Works Board Trust Fund to pay for the project, with the rest of the money coming from the city's utility reserves. The old Carl Motors Chevrolet dealership location on the Pullman Road in Moscow is being looked at for being developed into a four-tenant strip mall. City planner Mike Ray said the building permit for the development, called University Crossing, not to be confused with the Legacy Crossing Urban Renewal District, will be finalized by the end of next week. Selkirk Real Estate of Spokane says the largest of the four units has been rented to a prospective tenant and another space has a lease pending. The names and types of businesses moving into the retail spaces were not disclosed. A 3,428-square-foot space or two 1,714-square-foot spaces are still available. The project is expected to be completed by October 15th. Selkirk will develop the shell of the building, and the tenants will finish the interiors. Grandparents in the Northwest are being warned about a scam being foisted on them. There have been several complaints to the Idaho Attorney General's office about a scam that involves somebody calling to say that their grandchild is in jail in Canada or some other foreign country and that they should wire money to assist in their release. The state is urging grandparents not to wire money or divulge bank or credit card information and that they should ask questions about the caller's identity. Anyone who receives one of these calls is asked to report it to the local police or sheriff's office as well as to the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division. The number of the AG's Consumer Protection Division is 1-800-432-3545. That's 1-800-432-3545. Well, that's it for the KRFP evening report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather from the National Weather Service. Showers likely mainly after midnight, cloudy with a low around 45. 70% chance of precipitation. A 40% chance of rain tomorrow, otherwise cloudy, high 57. West winds 10 to 15, gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Isolated showers before midnight on Thursday night, then mostly cloudy, low 45, 20% chance of precipitation. Another 20% chance of isolated showers afternoon on Friday, otherwise partly cloudy, high 65, partly cloudy Friday night, low 47. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy, high 69. 60% chance of rain and thunderstorms Saturday night, then rain likely after 11 p.m., mostly cloudy, low 52, and 60% chance of rain on Sunday. Currently, we have 50 degrees, mostly cloudy in Moscow. Thanks for tuning in to the KRFP Evening Report. Coming up next is the weekly labor report from Pacifica called Building Bridges. followed by Flashpoints, the daily investigative news magazine from Pacifica Radio. We'll follow that with the Susan Austin Show right here on KRFP Moscow. I'm Lee Robertus. Have a good night.